Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to move from theory to practice.
Right.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to use emotions to help manage some of our mental health, to talk about some of the way that we feel about things and think about things. But because emotions can so often contribute to mental health issues, it's important that we think about the use of emotions or the involvement of emotions in treatment.
In fact, either he or Scott said mental health is emotional health.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And whether it's
it was Scott, the one that we talked about yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That mental health is really about emotional health.
Right.
This begins with emotion, and this is from our friend.
Right. We've talked about articles from him before,
but we need to know how to pronounce his name.
I think it's Govinder Gill.
We're going to have to ask.
We will have to ask.
Yeah.
And this is an article called "Emotional Intelligence and Mental Health."
And we've all heard about emotional intelligence.
Right.
There was a book written years ago.
Right.
Dan something, Groff or something, about emotional intelligence.
Right.
Okay. And it's, you know, people were saying, well, that's the most important kind of intelligence.
Right.
You know, it's not your ability to do this, it's your emotional intelligence. And what both of us like about this article is that we know that emotions play an important role in mental health.
Right.
And when he talks about emotional intelligence, he's talking about the ability to manage the emotions. We know that emotions are produced. We know that we all experience emotions. We all know we have feelings. We would discuss that throughout the week. And he's saying that now we have to learn how to regulate.
Right.
How to control. I don't like that word when we talk about emotions. How to regulate, how to manage our emotions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to experience emotions. We talk about this when we think about, and we're doing anger management groups and things like that. You know, a lot of people, the first session of anger management groups, you say, you know, what are we here to do? Oh, we're here to stop being angry.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is never going to happen.
Right.
You're never going to not be angry.
That's right. That's what we tell kids. You
right.
know, of course you're angry. You
right.
know, it's perfectly okay to be angry.
Right.
It's perfectly normal to be angry.
Right. It's the regulation of that anger, the regulation of those emotions that we really have to think about. And that's where emotional intelligence comes in.
That's right. That's right. And he presents six things that we need to manage better.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is?
Number one.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness, right. And so we have to understand we have to understand ourselves.
That's right.
You know, and it's a simple thing to say.
Right.
But it's a very different thing to practice.
That's right.
To implement.
What are the emotions that I typically experience?
Right.
You know, do I experience anger? Do I experience sadness? What do I experience? I need to know what mine are. Which ones do I experience?
Mm-hmm.
And especially which ones are causing me problems.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones I have to work on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So first is self-awareness.
Self-awareness. The second one is what we were just talking about. Emotional regulation.
That's right.
Yeah. We have to be able to, once we recognize what we're experiencing, so through the self-awareness, we have to be able to take that emotion and regulate it, manage it, respond to it appropriately, or make appropriate decisions about how to behave after experiencing that emotion.
That's right, because any emotion can get out of control.
Right.
Any emotion can be unleashed.
Right.
Fear. Mm-hmm. Fear of flying.
Right.
It has now taken control.
Right.
Now you're limited as to what you can do because fear has overcome everything else. Anger.
Right.
I'm pretty quick to anger. I'm starting, I mean, I guess after 112 years, I'm starting to get it under control. But did you see what he just did? And it was an emotion and I don't know why, it's just, but I needed to learn that about myself, especially with children, having children, is that you can't unleash this fury on other people. And so you have to learn how to regulate that stuff.
Right.
If it's causing you a problem, whether right. it's fear or anxiety.
Right.
I mean, we see people all the time who are, they're afraid to fly. They're afraid right. to do this. They have test anxiety or whatever. You have to be able to regulate your emotions.
Right. And right. it starts with the self-awareness. You
right.
have to understand yourself.
You have to know what they are,
right.
which ones are causing you trouble, and then how to... And it takes practice.
Right.
Okay. You have to work at it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And part of that working at it is number three, which is mindfulness.
Right.
And mindfulness is... understanding, the more I talk about mindfulness, the more that I recognize that it's a more complicated thing than we typically
right.
think of.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness, okay, just being mindful of what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a little bit deeper than that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So being mindful is just being aware and cognizant and in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being where you are now.
Right. And the part of mindfulness that I like that he brings up in this little article is we all tend to focus in the past.
Right.
Okay. We tend to rehearse, mm-hmm. ruminate on
right.
what has happened in the past. As long as that's positive and constructive. In other words, if I can look at my past and say, that was really stupid. I never want to do that again.
Right.
I don't ever want to put anybody through that again. As long as going through the past is productive, go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens with most people, and it happens in couples therapy all the time,
right.
what do they fight about? What they argued about last
yeah.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said this when we first got together. You said, there's nothing to do
right.
with where you are today. Okay,
right.
And it really is true. You do have to put the past behind you, unless it serves a positive function.
Right.
Okay, if it's positive, okay. But most of it isn't, and it's
right.
certainly nothing you want to argue about.
Right.
There's no point in arguing about the past.
Right. And the other side of that, of course, is being, you know, fretting about the future.
That's
you know,
right.
I was talking to somebody about mindfulness the other day, and I said, you know, you got to be in the present. And he says, well, what about, you know, what if I have a test tomorrow or a test next week that I have to study for? If I'm only thinking about right now that I'm not preparing.
Right.
It's like, no, you're missing the point. The point is that you're being mindful of what is necessary right now. If it's necessary to study right now mm-hmm. for a test tomorrow, mm-hmm. then you study right now.
I had a patient, young man, who was highly anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was a young adult. And I would say, okay, well, and first thing out of his mouth is, well, what if this happens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this? Well,
mm-hmm.
what if this? And he could come up with this whole list of what ifs.
Right.
Okay. All that might happen in mm-hmm. the future that kept him stuck where he was.
Right.
He was afraid to take that step because he was anticipating
right.
what might go wrong in the future.
Right. So, yeah, you can't live with those minds.
That's right. So when we talk about mindfulness,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about bringing you to the present.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because there's... The past is gone, mm-hmm. okay?
Right.
You use it for constructive reasons.
Right.
The present, we can't predict.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
right. So whatever you have to do in the present is what
right.
you do in the present. And you're
that's
being
right.
mindful of what you're doing in the present. Even
right.
if it's something in preparation for tomorrow, that's fine.
Right.
But it's not worrying about it. It's recognizing this is what I can do about that
mm-hmm.
now. I have a test tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about that test. I'm going to prepare for that test.
I have a deadline coming next week.
Right.
I think Wednesday or Thursday. So I have this deadline looming.
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
The 14th.
14th. Okay. So I know the 14th is looming large for
right.
me next week. Okay. But I can't be fretting
mm-hmm.
and worrying. I have to do what I need to do today.
Right.
That's all I can do.
Right.
Is what do I have to do today to get to the 14th?
Right.
And I'll
right.
do the same thing tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow today. I'm going to just take care of today.
Right.
That's mindfulness.
Right. And the mm-hmm. fifth thing, or the fourth thing here, is
right.
motivation.
Right.
And motivation can be driven by some of that mindfulness and some of that self-awareness and everything else.
Right. And we know that, we said earlier in the week, that emotions create motivation.
Right.
Okay. Our emotions drive us, move
mm-hmm.
us forward. But we have to help it along.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, God's going to take care of you, but you got to help out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do a little work too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You can't sit on your sofa and just hope that something happens. So to increase motivation, you can set goals. That's one
right.
of the ways we increase motivation, is to set and pursue what you really want.
Right.
What comes up every time we talk about this is, well, my son's not interested in anything.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to do anything. And I guess there are some individuals
mm-hmm.
who really don't have. I mean, what we always say is, well, they're motivated.
Right.
They're just not motivated to do what we want them to do.
Right.
They're motivated to play video games, mm-hmm. not do algebra homework.
Right.
Okay. But there are people who lack motivation for some reason.
Right.
We don't know why.
Right. We're working on, we've been talking about it lately, so we're working on a podcast idea to kind of talk about that a little bit. So
yeah, motivation is really a complicated topic.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
We know it's tied to emotions, right. And so once again, you have to work at it.
Yeah.
If you don't feel motivated, mm-hmm. well, then you have to set some goal.
Right.
Maybe it's getting out of bed.
Right.
Maybe it's making your bed. Maybe it's, you have to set some goals and start pursuing
right.
them.
Right, right.
You have to help yourself.
Right.
Right.
Number five. Empathy.
Right.
All right. Empathy is sort of placing placing yourself in somebody else's shoes.
That's right. The ability right? to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to help with your emotional intelligence, because the better you are with empathy, the more that you really understand emotions and understand how somebody else might feel and understand how you feel and the similarities and differences mm-hmm. between those two.
My daughter is trying to make a decision about where to go to college. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's very clear. It became very clear to us recently what she wants to do. What we want her to do might be different
right,
from that.
Right.
But this is what, and I said to my wife, yes, as recently as yesterday, I said, no, she's made it very clear what she, and we have to see this from her point
right,
of view.
Right.
She's making this decision for her own very good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what all of those are.
Right.
Okay. But we have to see this from her perspective.
Right.
We're looking at it from our perspective saying, well, this is a better program,
right.
or this is a better coach. Mm-hmm. That's, we have to look at it from her perspective,
right.
and it helps us keep our emotions in check.
Right. And this, that leads right into number six, which is relationships.
Right.
The stronger, the richer, the mm-hmm. more intimate your relationships are with others,
right.
the more you're, the stronger your empathy is going to be.
Right.
In some ways, the more motivated you're going to be.
Right.
You know, so all of these things sort of build on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have good, healthy, rich relationships,
mm-hmm.
then we're able to build our emotional intelligence. And again, we've talked about this in a number of podcasts over the past number of weeks,
mm-hmm.
many weeks,
right.
is that, you know, when we have healthy relationships, our mental health improves, our emotional intelligence improves,
right.
everything about our lives improves, because we are not just emotional creatures, but mm-hmm. we're social creatures.
You know, we've been doing the podcast on that Netflix
right.
Series, 13 Reasons Why, and a recurring theme in there is
right.
her loneliness, her
right.
lack of connection to other people.
Right.
And so if you want to be happy, you need to connect to other
mm-hmm.
people.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, lonely people,
they tend to have more mental health concerns.
Right. People who get out and have friends and healthy relationships seem to do better. You and I have a tendency to work probably more hours every week than we should.
Right.
Okay. And there's a tendency for workaholics to live a more isolated
mm-hmm.
existence.
Mm-hmm.
The danger in that
mm-hmm.
is you can also encounter depression,
right.
anxiety. You know, you begin to disconnect
right.
from even your own family.
Right.
You stay connected through soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
your connection to the world, because you have
right.
parents and coaches
mm-hmm.
and players and all these different people. So you maintain relationships that way.
Right.
Okay. Take that out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you're going to start to lose,
yeah.
lose those connections. So
yeah.
it's really important to
right.
maintain some relationships,
yeah.
not electronic relationships,
right.
real face-to-face human contact.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships,
yeah,
to maintain emotional health,
yeah.
and this is what they mean about emotional health is mental health,
right? Yeah, absolutely. So we have these six things: self-awareness, self-regulation, mindfulness, motivation, empathy, and
relationships.
Those are our six things that help build emotional intelligence, and in the process, helps deal with mm-hmm. mental health issues and concerns
right.
and issues. So,
Govinder, thank you for an insightful article.
Yeah.
Gives us a lot to think about, and we'll be talking about these things in the future.
And we'd like to think. So, all right, that's it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Mm-hmm.